The Supreme Court has upheld a government policy of detaining legal immigrants without bond when it seeks to deport them because they have a criminal record. The ruling upholds the detentions even in cases where the government concedes there is no risk of flight or of a danger posed to society. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's ruling came in the case of 24-year-old Sam Kim, who immigrated to the U.S. legally with his parents from Korea when he was six. At age 18, he got into trouble with the law, first for breaking into a tool shed and then later for shoplifting $100 worth of books from a Costco. The shoplifting was enough to make him the target of a deportation proceeding under a 1996 law that mandates the deportation of all immigrants with a serious criminal record. The INS deemed his shoplifting, petty theft with a prior, to be an aggravated felony that required his deportation and held him in jail for 6 months until a federal court ordered his release on bond. The government conceded that Kim posed no risk of flight, but it said that since 20% of those who are the targets of deportation do not show up for their hearings, Congress was justified in barring bail for all criminal immigrants facing possible deportation. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed. Writing for the five-member court majority, Chief Justice William Rehnquist said that Congress, in the exercise of its broad power over immigration, may make rules for the detention of aliens, even legal aliens, that would be unacceptable if applied to citizens. Joining him in the majority were Justices Kennedy, O'Connor, Scalia, and Thomas. Dissenting were Justices Souter, Ginsburg, Stevens, and Breyer. In a rare spoken dissent from the bench, Souter noted that aliens, particularly legal aliens, are protected by the Constitution, and that one of the hallmarks of the constitutional guarantee of due process of law is individual treatment. The categorical ban on bail upheld by the court, said Souter, is an affront to the constitutional guarantee that an individual cannot be deprived of his liberty without due process of law. Like Sam Kim, thousands of legal permanent residents in the U.S. are currently out on bond while they fight efforts to deport them based on past brushes with the law. Immigrant advocates note that it's often difficult for an individual while in jail to find the witnesses necessary to prove his case. For example, a decorated Vietnam veteran held for deportation because of a prior marijuana conviction was unable to prove that while in the Marines he had in fact become a U.S. citizen. After 5 months in detention, a judge released him on bail, and the veteran was able to find the documentary and witness proof. Had the veteran's case come up today, immigration lawyers contend, he would not have been granted bail and might very well have been deported. Just how the INS will proceed now against individuals who've been previously granted bail and whose deportation proceedings are still pending is unclear. But the likelihood is that all or most will soon find themselves behind bars. Sam Kim, now a student at San Jose State University, intends to keep fighting his deportation on grounds that his crimes were not the serious ones that Congress meant to include for automatic deportation. The only country that he's really known, he says, is the United States. His mother's a naturalized citizen, his brother and father legal permanent residents. He does not speak fluent Korean, he says. The U.S. is home, and Korea a foreign country. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.